Excuse me, scripture lesson is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and now I am sure lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardness, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Tuesday evening, just before the roundup, showdown, showcase, big finish for the night, I sat down in one of the pews. I looked at Onita Holton and I said, only two more nights to go. I was already cooked, and she appeared to be running on empty herself. If you've not helped with Vacation Bible School lately, then perhaps you have forgotten just how much manpower and womanpower it takes. We had crew leaders and their assistants, station leaders, and some of them had assistants, music leaders, closing leaders, games leaders, snack makers, shoppers, errand runners, a photographer, a child care worker in the nursery, and I'm sure I've left a few jobs off the list. The hours of work that are put into such an endeavor are incredible. It takes more people and hours to prepare for Vacation Bible School than the time you actually spend in Vacation Bible School. And you get tired and sweaty, and there's always some child who seems to be on a perpetual sugar high and will never quite do what you ask him to do. There are older, now quit looking at Bryson, it wasn't him. There are older children who are sometimes hesitant to participate because they think that VBS is for babies and it's not cool. And you have teenagers who volunteer to help but would really rather hang out with each other and talk. So you have to give them the occasional nudge to remind them that they are here to help. It's a hassle, a headache. It's hectic, it can leave you harried and exhausted. With all that Vacation Bible School demands, with all it requires of us, with all the hassles that come, why bother? Why do we need such a drain of our energy and emotion? How and why do we get ourselves into these situations? Why do these things like Sunday school and children's church and especially Vacation Bible School, why do we do it? In the middle of the week, when we're tired, when we're looking at the schedule to see how many more times we have to tell the same story or lead the same game or tell that overly energetic child to sit down for the 14th time, these are the questions that we ask ourselves. Are we there yet? Can I go home now? Why do we go through all of this anyway? And then we are reminded. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Or our scripture reading that Cindy read this morning from Timothy rings in our ears. How belief and belonging were passed on from mother to daughter to son. We remember in the gospel according to Matthew, when people were bringing their children to Jesus to bless them, and he told his disciples who thought that he was much too important to spend any time on children, Jesus told them to let the little crumb snatchers come over. He said that the kingdom of heaven belongs to children. Our scriptures, and more specifically our Savior, model for us a value for children. They aren't accessories to our lifestyle. They are made in God's image and entrusted to us as the most precious life and opportunity that we are given. We do these things, Sunday school, Children's Church, Vacation Bible School, because it is how we share our faith. We are called to make disciples, and this is how we do it. By being a snack lady who smiled at a child whose home life is more challenging than she'll ever imagine. By being the crew leader that listened and cared when a little girl talked about her parents' divorce. By being a song leader or storyteller that reminds a child over and over again that they are loved and wanted by God. Sometimes we see children dropped off at the door of the church for this one week of the year, and we don't see them again until Vacation Bible School rolls around next year. But in that one week, we have the call, the challenge, the privilege to offer hope, faith, and belonging to a young person. This is how we provide a witness to the truth of Christ's saving love, by giving some kids the only spiritual connection that they will get all year in our little VBS. Guess what we do with our children makes a difference. Lives are touched, and children grow to become witnesses of the truth of Christ's love themselves. Several times throughout this week, I saw the legacy. I saw Jack Gregory sitting with his grandson Isaac in his lap. I saw three generations of Rubuses and Higginbothams and Pennies. Our VBS is a ministry. It is how we live a legacy. We go through all that work, the sweat, the exhaustion, and we do it for the laughter, for the smiles, for the wiggles and giggles, and for the faith that is born, nurtured, and blooms. All because we cared enough to put on a Vacation Bible School for a few kids. A lamp is lit. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. I'm going to